is Rex Williams coming to you from the RexBlog.com Chronicles. Well, it's just my daily blog post, but that sounds cooler now. The Chronicles of Rex on the Rex Blog. Anyways, I wanted to talk to you today about Seth Godin's midday post on his blog. I usually get his post first thing in the morning because he's in New York and I'm in Washington. But he got one like in the middle of the day. And it was probably the shortest blog post ever. The title was, "You Don't Need More Time." And then you open it up, and the body of the blog was, ... "You just need to decide." Huh? That was it. Yeah. Decide what? Well, I think he means decide what you're going to do with your time, and then you stick with your decision. That's your decision. It's really based on the premise that I was raised on. My dad was a junior high school counselor, and he saved kids' lives. I really believe that. But you know how dads always have sayings? Well, he had a bunch too, but thing he always used to say when he'd say, "Oh, I have to go to school tomorrow, I have to go to this thing," or something, he'd say, "Do you have to? Or do you choose to?" "Well, come on, Dad, you know, I gotta go, I can't." "You don't have to," you know, he'd say, "you don't have to go to school." "Really?" "Yeah. So what are the consequences?" And so he would always make us think about, you choose to go because you don't want the consequences if you don't go. And the other thing is that we choose how we feel. Like, "He makes me so mad." Well, did he actually make you? Did he get into your feelings and make you? No, he may do something that influences you, that puts some kind of emotional trigger that might cause you to want to be mad. Ultimately, you have the choice. And so, you know, I was raised on that, and I'm giving the same lecture to my kids. It's great. It's so funny to watch them argue and stuff. "You're making me so mad." And then the other one will say, "Do I make you or do you choose to?" And they use it on each other. It's so funny. So but it's great. It's sinking in. They're getting it, I think. Anyways, I think that's such a key message. We always think, "Oh, I got too much to do. It's too much. I don't have enough time." You know, and this is another thing my dad just say, "You got the same time as everyone else. 24 hours in a day." And it's true. We do have the same time. We choose to do things with our time. And it's up to us. And we can choose our feelings about it too. If we want to feel like we're overwhelmed, well, that's a feeling that we're in charge of. You can just decide to say, "Well, I'm doing this right now, and I'm not going to be able to do the other thing because I'm doing this," and not let it bother you. Focus and do your work, or whatever you want to do. So that's my message for today. I've rambled on long enough. Tune in next time, hopefully tomorrow, as I'm driving home from work, merging and turning, and being safe, both hands on the wheel. This is Rex Williams from the RexBlog.com. See you later.